It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin could have more money at the end of its current two-year budget cycle than lawmakers expected. The state's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau released new revenue projections forecasting a surplus that is $1.5 billion higher than what was built into the budget that passed last summer. The numbers are still just projections, but this comes as the current budget aimed to spend down some of the previous state surplus. We check in now on where the extra revenue is coming from and how state leaders diverge on how the money should be spent. Tyler Burns is a senior research associate at the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum, which has analyzed the state's past historic budget surpluses. Tyler, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on.
So when the state budget was passed for the 2025 to 2027 biennium, the state was expected to have some more revenue than expenses. Where was that surplus supposed to come from?
So with this new estimate, most of this new revenue is going to come from income taxes, specifically, you know, withholdings and estimated payments related to, you know, additional hiring, wage growth, and, you know, people realizing more capital gains. And so the state, you know, after this projection, looks like it's going to be in a much better fiscal position than it was, you know, back in July when they made those projections.
So a mix of tax collections, stock market performance, how dependable are these types of projections? How could tax revenues fluctuate over the next year and a half, for instance, to change the amount of money Wisconsin can expect to receive?
Yeah, that's a great question. How dependable are they? You know, I think you're projecting the future. It's difficult. You take a lot of economic data and you project it forward. You know, in this case, some of the risk comes from, you know, we could come in lower if stock prices start to fall, if hiring slows down, if wage growth slows down. But, you know, and another big risk that's out there is in the last budget, the state instituted a new fee on hospitals that helped pay for Medicaid. That may be, the federal government may decide that's not allowed. And so that's another risk that's out there that would be more on the expenditure side. And so, you know, they're solid projections. LFB does these every year, but again, they're trying to project the future. There's a lot of uncertainty out there. And so, you know, things could go the other way in the future.
Can you give us just a little bit of framework for timeline? I mean, this is a surplus projection of revenue, as you said, over the next year and a half. When does the state actually collect that revenue to then have it available to spend?
Yeah, so, you know, most revenue, when you look at your pay stub and you have the little chunk that goes to Wisconsin state withholding, every month the state withholds income. And then also people make estimated quarterly payments and that money goes in. And then, you know, there's a big bump at the end of the year at tax time when people are paying their final amounts. And so, you know, as these payments are made, we can kind of track how we're doing. And so, you know, this new projection was somewhat unexpected, but, you know, folks like us at Policy Forum, we see the updates that Department of Revenue puts out and says, hey, individual income is actually tracking quite a bit higher than was expected. It looks like there's going to be more revenue. And so, you know, over time, as those collections happen, you get more and more certain about what the final number is going to be. And so, you know, in the next 2 or 3 months, we're probably pretty close. A year and a half out, it becomes more difficult to project.
So how does this $2.5 billion surplus projection compare to what we've seen from other recent budgets in Wisconsin?
So we're still at, you know, if it wasn't for the $4 billion, $6 billion budget balances that we had in the 22, 23, 24 range, a $2 billion closing balance would be one of the biggest in the state's history. Now, it's important to note that while we do have this new revenue projected to come in, we're still spending more over this budget than we're bringing in. And so, you know, there's more revenue expected to come in, but the balance is still going down by about $2 billion over the course of the budget. And the intention was to spend down that balance because the state, you know, the legislators decided they didn't need to have $4 billion just sitting in the bank. But it's important to note that we still are going to spend more over the next 2 years than we will bring in. And that'll set us up for the following budget with a little bit of what's called a structural deficit. And so, you know, we're from a balance perspective, in pretty good shape. From a structural deficit perspective, not quite as good a shape.
Tyler, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Tyler Burns is a senior research associate at Wisconsin Policy Forum. He's been with us to look at what's behind the projected surplus in the Wisconsin state budget. And now let's turn our attention to how this budget surplus could affect state lawmakers and the remainder of Governor Evers' term in office. Mordecai Lee is a professor emeritus at UW-Milwaukee and a former state lawmaker from Milwaukee. Mordecai, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for inviting me.
How significant is an extra $1.5 billion of surplus beyond the roughly $1 billion that state lawmakers were expecting to have?
Well, it's a ton of money, no matter how you look at it. I think the context, the political context, is incredibly important. And in my case, I'm so old that I was around in the state legislature three times when we debated what to do with surpluses. The first time happened when Governor Marty Schreiber was running for a full term, and Lee Dreyfus, the sort of no one who knew, was running against him as the Republican candidate. And there was a surplus, and Lee Dreyfus's campaign was, give it back. You overtax the people. It's their money. Give it back to them. And Lee Dreyfus won. And what happened, of course, the first day that he was governor, is he got the legislature to pass a refund to send out checks to the people to undo the surplus. Now, what's the rest of the story? It's just like all the fairy tales. Something bad happened. There was a recession. And all of a sudden, state government during Lee Dreyfus's time was in terrible shape financially. So Tony Earle runs for governor in 4 years later. By now it's 1982. And he said, I'm running to increase the sales tax by one penny for 1 year so that we can overcome the deficit. There was a huge deficit. So Tony Earle gets elected. And then what happens? He said, well, first it'll be a temporary 1%. And then he decided that it was necessary for it to be a permanent 1%. That's how we went from 4% to 5% in the sales tax. I was in the legislature voting on all these things. And what happens when Tommy Thompson runs against Tony Earle? He says, the sales tax is too high. Look at what Tony Earle did. Elect me governor. And believe it or not, there's one more half of the story. Tommy Thompson gets elected. There is another surplus. Tommy Thompson says, let's give back half of it and let's use the other half to strengthen state government. So I'm here to tell the tale of what Wisconsin is about to face for the next 2 years.
Well, thank you for that walk through budget history. To present day now, I mean, we've seen Democrats and Republicans clashing strongly over how the last budget surplus should be used. Will negotiations be easier this time and around after they just worked through it last summer?
You know, it's easy to forget that just 2 years ago, when Wisconsin had a surplus, 3 years ago, and Tony Evers was running for reelection, and he called the legislature into a special session to deal with the surplus. And the Republicans refused to meet in special session. They said, let's wait till after the election, and then we'll decide what to do. So there you had a situation of the Democrats essentially wanting to give the money back or do something with it, and Republicans just wanting to sit on it from a conservative point of view. And now I think what was so interesting was that the co-chairs of Joint Finance, Republicans, of course, said we've got to be cautious about this new surplus.
They used the word stability and restraint. Yes.
Excellent. I'm so glad you gave that quote. Because I was amazed, the traditional Republican response would be just like Lee Dreyfus. We've overtaxed the citizens. It's their money. We've got to give it back. It's so significant to me that they didn't say that.
So Governor Evers calling for a $1.3 billion package aimed at lowering property taxes. Could this extra budget surplus make that plan more viable?
You know, I think it comes down to whether the two sides are willing to compromise. You know, Wisconsin politics in the last 20 years or so has converted the word compromise to something like sellout or traitor. I think it would be easy for the legislative leaders and the governor to split the difference and agree to a compromise. But I'm not sure that Republicans want to compromise. I'm not sure the Democrats want to compromise. which would then mean that the money is sitting in the bank and that the election for governor this November will be a referendum on what to do with the surplus. You would think that current elected officials would want to give at least some of it back so they could run for re-election and say, re-elect me, I gave you money. But apparently the standard dynamics of Wisconsin politics have really gotten weird lately.
How do you think this extra budget surplus will change how Governor Evers handles the remainder of his final term in office, his final days of public service?
Well, clearly, Governor Evers, based on the letter, the message that he sent yesterday, would like to spend it on programs. Mm-hmm. And this is what Republicans criticize as one-time spending, one-time money for permanent spending. He did not emphasize much doing more significantly using it for a property tax cut, although he included some of that in his message. I think the standard compromise would be 50-50. Spend half of it on returning it to the taxpayers, spend half of it on fully funding programs that are underfunded. You could agree to that in about 10 seconds, but Wisconsin politics, everybody has their heels dug in. Everybody's trying to show how tough they are. Everybody's hoping that their side will win in the November elections. So I'm not sure. I think we might be in a kind of a paralyzed situation.
How careful do lawmakers need to be with surplus projections very quickly? Because you told us a historical tale to be cautious.
There's no doubt about it. Think of the macro economy. Let's say President Trump gets a majority on the Federal Reserve. Let's say the new Federal Reserve cuts interest rates by 2 full percentages. All of a sudden, the stock market takes off, construction takes off, but people's paychecks don't take off. Then all of a sudden, we've got inflation. And so it's just so variable. And I think that most Wisconsinites would agree about the importance of being fiscally conservative without overdoing it.
Mordecai, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kate. Thank you.
Mordecai Lee is a professor emeritus at UW-Milwaukee, former state lawmaker from Milwaukee, with us to discuss the political ramifications of the projected state budget surplus. Earlier, we heard from Wisconsin Policy Forum's Tyler Burns.